That's according to the county's UW Extension agent. Vance Hogan says crop losses countywide are totaling 30%, but that doesn't tell the whole story.
30% doesn't sound too terrible bad, but unfortunately, in the northern end of the county, in the Soldiers Grove area, Gays Mills area, we have some farms that were valley farms that are probably 80 to 90 crop damage.
Hogan says in some cases, entire crops of alfalfa are completely gone, the plants themselves washed away. For farmers like that, help from the feds would be appreciated.
One of the things that we're looking for those farms that are very, very hard hit, is if there would be a declaration, emergency disaster declaration, for Crawford County on the federal level.
And something that's not needed, it almost goes without saying, is more rain. Hogan says the soils are saturated, even a little more could make an already nasty situation worse. Hogan says that up until the recent flooding, farmers in Crawford County were looking forward to a good harvest. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.